One or two knocks, one or two didn't train. Darragh Lenihan is still the main injury concern for us. But hopefully everybody will train tomorrow apart from Darragh.
So he's out then?
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen him. He's actually on a treadmill at the moment, sort of trying to get himself going, seeing if he can run pain-free, and just building it up, doing some stuff in the pool, some stuff in the gym, just getting him reactivated, really, and hopefully not too long we'll see him with his boots on the grass.
Scott Wharton trained with the group in front of the public. Is he fit and ready, if needed?
Well, he's not fit and ready, no. He's missed a lot of pre-season. I think he's just back to the point of where he's not. So the 23s have got a game tomorrow. He's not involved in that, but he's just doing training weeks, really, to get back up to speed. It'll be beneficial for him to work with the first team and to get around the players. I've enjoyed watching him, to be honest, the few days. I was disappointed and frustrated that he didn't get more game time through pre-season because of his injury, but watching him in training every day the last few days has been good. And we'll see how he progresses, see how he comes out the other end, see whether we think he's actually ready to compete to get in our team or whether it's another season for him to develop. We'll wait and see.
Without wanting to harp too much back on 5 days ago in the last match, Tony, have you had time to pick the bones out of everything from it? And 5 days later, what are your feelings?
Well, listen, we didn't do ourselves justice on the day. It was a great opportunity to get our season off at home to a positive start, which fell very flat. I've got my own thoughts on what the team need to do. We've talked long and hard about that. We've shown them the video. We've been through it. Trying to get them communicate back about their expectations, about what's required in any football match, not just last Saturday, but any football match. I think we have to find more of a competitive edge. I think there was almost a feeling of, you know, we've got some good players here and we can just turn up and win games. You can't ever do that at any level of football. You have to compete and apply your talent, basically, and moving forward. I'm pretty sure we will. I can't say and guarantee we're going to win every game, but I can guarantee that we're going to give everything we've got in every game, you know, physically, to get the results. I think first and foremost in League One, as I've tried to stress right from day one, really, but we have to compete with the opposition first and foremost, and then hopefully the talent on show for us can help win us the game. But I felt as if, you know, we haven't quite got that balance right. I think as if at times, you know, in the first two league matches, we felt as if we were going to go and just play the other team off the pitch and get a result, and that never happens. Teams are at this level, they work extremely hard, they put 100% into every game, and we have to make sure we match that and more, I would have to say. I think we should be looking to put down markers, really, in games of physically never be found wanting. And if we get beat, it's because maybe a mistake or somebody's having an off day. But never to look back and break down a game and think that did the opposition ever want it more or work harder than us on any given day this season. So, you know, moving forward, hopefully we can find the right balance that gets us the results.
I've been asked countless times on social media since we spoke on Saturday night, why on earth did you not ask Mowbray about the formation last weekend? We spoke about it briefly last Thursday. Do you feel that the formation that was employed last weekend had an effect on what happened?
I'd have to honestly say to you no, with total respect to supporters who every supporter I speak to wants to play two up front. I'd have to say it doesn't guarantee you anything. Any team can play two up front. You need quality, you need to play forward, you need to run in behind teams, you need to threaten the space behind them, you need to compete. I pick the team, the formation. It's a formation that the players have believed in through pre-season. We've worked hard on. I think it's given us control of football matches. We've given lots of teams lots of problems playing that formation. On the day, we didn't play forward or we didn't run in behind the opposition enough. I think there's a lot of teams in the Football League playing that formation off the back of Chelsea winning the Premier League playing it, and yet I'd played it at Coventry for the whole season, the season before that, and scored bags and bags of goals, won lots of matches, personnel really, I suppose. So, listen, any football manager will tell you formations. You play four up front, five up front, you'll probably lose a load of goals if you do that. You play one up front, you might not have enough shots at goals. You play three up front as we did, hope you get the balance right. But as I said, it wasn't the formation, it was the fact we didn't really run in behind people. We didn't threaten the space behind their defence enough. So, again, trying to be respectful to the people that asked you on social media about formations, I'd have to say it's about the players, not about the formation, because teams win leagues playing lots of different formations. As I say, there's a team won the English Premier League playing three at the back, and yet Man United probably won most of theirs playing a 4-4-2 formation, and yet when he's 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1, when do teams drop strikers deep, and when do they ask them to come and help the midfield when they're playing against a three-man midfield? You look at great teams like Atletico Madrid, when they defend, there's no strikers. They don't have a striker. Everybody goes back behind the ball and then they just pass the way back up the pitch when they get it. So there's all ways to do it. Again, with total respect to the people asking the questions, I do my job. If I don't win enough games, I'll lose my job. If we do win enough games, people won't be asking about formations and who's going to score goals. That's football. You know, you can only win an argument in football if you win games.